Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
In charge here. What the rules are.
Welcome to Walkers and Talkers, episode 176. I'm David Brody from Elvis Duran the Morning Show, and my co-host Jamie, she's here.
I'm finally back.
Jamie decided to show up. For those of you who don't know the whole story, Jamie has missed, I think, 4 episodes so far.
Yes.
Jamie is recording from home like I am, recording to live from my basement studio, which is really just a fold-up table and a chair over by the washer and dryer. Anyway, Jamie did not have home equipment. Things happened and shipments got switched, and then they sent you the wrong adapter, right, for your iPad?
Yeah, and that was a whole thing. I had to send that back, so, but we're all good now.
Yeah, it's only taken her like 4 weeks to order a part for a 2-day mail.
Well, things have been slow with the COVID, so.
Yeah, the COVID shipping has been a little messed up.
Yeah.
So I have struggled. Thankfully, all of our fans and listeners have been kind. They all missed you, and they were all very nice in complimenting me that I held up while you were out. But I can assure you, it was difficult, painful, and not as much fun for me or the listeners that you weren't here. So,
because there was no snappy banter.
Oh no, there was snappy banter, Jamie.
It's just one way.
Okay, there was a little bit of snappy banter. I amused myself. Thank you very much. I even referenced a couple of times where I thought you would have cried.
Oh, but I really appreciate all the messages that everyone sent me. You guys are so sweet.
Yeah, so we're back. Okay, so this is going to be a short episode because there's not a lot going on, but we will give you an episode almost every week to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world of The Walking Dead. Our friend Cooper Andrews, and I say that because we met him and he hugged us, so now he's officially our friend.
Yes.
If you follow him on Smug Orange on Instagram, you will see a video he posted this week of a clean-shaven Cooper Andrews. Doesn't have the Jerry beard.
Oh.
And he's in the woods somewhere. He says that everyone's been growing their beards due to quarantine, so he did the opposite and shaved his beard, and that there's no other reason he would have shaved his beard. Don't read into it. However, that's our job to read into it.
Of course
I'm worried now. I'm worried now, Jamie, that Jerry is dead in the finale. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, they're on hiatus, and they probably already filmed part of it, so I'm my hopeful self is thinking they already mostly filmed it, so he's still alive.
The finale's filmed. The only thing that they have to do is some special effects.
We can't lose Jerry.
In the TV show Grey's Anatomy, the season got halted because of the COVID-19 situation, and a story came out today that somebody on the show was going to be written out. A big character was going to die.
Uh-oh.
But because the show is over for the season, or at least on unlimited hiatus, they've decided now not to kill that character. That actor or actress had their job saved and their career saved. So we don't know who it is yet, but wouldn't it be weird if maybe they're refilming the Jerry death or editing out the Jerry death, if there's a Jerry death. I'm not saying there's a Jerry death, but imagine that, you know, because they made such a big deal while you were out. I talked about how Kari Payton and King Ezekiel and Jerry had the long goodbye a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they hugged. Well, Kari Payton on Talking Dead got very emotional in talking about that scene.
I saw that. So he was crying.
It was almost like he was saying too much.
Yeah. And I'm like, why is this man crying right now? What is he saying?
Right. So here's my updated theory. And then if you have one, Jamie, please throw it at us. My original theory was that maybe Jerry is involved in a cliffhanger and nobody knows what's going to happen in season 11, right?
That could happen because sometimes the cast themselves, they don't even know. Sometimes right. They go, oh, I've read the script and I'm not here anymore.
Right. Maybe Kari Payton thinks Jerry could die beginning of next season before King Ezekiel comes back from the Commonwealth. And so then he's not sure.
That could be.
Or he knows that one of the two is going to die and he's upset about it, especially if Cooper Andrews, Jerry dies. Or maybe King Ezekiel, if he's going to Commonwealth, he stays at Commonwealth to get cancer treatments, and he's been told he's going to be there at least until maybe the mid-season of next year, in which case he wouldn't be filming necessarily with the main cast.
That's true, and he wouldn't be able to see Jerry.
Right, and so maybe he feels like, well, maybe Jerry dies sometime next year, because you never know. So I hope it's not a case of him knowing something. I think if you remember correctly, he gave away some information a year or two ago that we talked about how he had a big mouth.
Oh, was that when we met him at Walker Stalker, when he talked to you in person?
We didn't really talk to Kari very well. Yes. Yes, he did. He said something in person.
To you.
To me, that I remember talking about on the podcast.
Yes.
Where he said something that, and he was like, but keep that between us. So I have a feeling maybe Kari's not the biggest and the best secret keeper.
He's another Cutlets.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember when Cutlets spilled the beans? So let's hope for that they didn't kill him. Scott Gimple was asked recently about Heath and would he be in the movies. He wouldn't comment about the movies, but he did say he would be back in the Walking Dead TV show.
Really?
Which brings me to my next theory that's floating around the old internet.
Okay.
We were told that, yes, his camper was in the junkyard at Jadis's place.
Yes.
And that although we didn't see it, they're the ones who captured him and traded him to the CRM people that have Rick.
Oh, boy.
Okay? But he could have escaped. We still don't know what the PPP card stood for, because we talked about how that meant Whisper, which we thought maybe the Whisperers abducted him. But we know that that's not what happened, right?
Yeah.
And why would they have a PPP card? Because now that we see the Whisperers, they're not ones for writing messages on cards.
Especially with musical notes.
Right. So there's a theory that I read, and you can tell me if you think this is crazy or not.
Okay.
Because it's one of those. Now, last week, on the episode you weren't part of, unfortunately, I talked about possibility that the guy in the mask in the trailer for the finale was the leader of the military in Commonwealth.
Ooh.
He's from the comics. And so that was a theory that people were into, that maybe it was him. That's what some people were thinking.
That could be.
Mercer, I think, is his name. But now there's a theory that guy in the mask is going to be Heath.
What?
That wherever he was trained in ninja skills.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
I don't think it's Heath. I don't think it's Heath. I don't think the actor who played him is coming back to the show so quickly. But if you remember, when Michonne was added to the show in the finale of season 13, when she saved Andrea,
yeah,
we didn't see her face because that wasn't Danai Gurira. She hadn't been cast yet.
Oh, and that's really interesting.
Right? So maybe the person in the mask who was used to film that scene hasn't even been cast yet. And so we may not see the person behind the mask until next year.
Wow.
So everyone's trying to figure out the body type and what's going on.
It may just be a body dummy, like a ploy, you know, fake, right. Fake.
There would be no reason to have the actor seen on set.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or spoil anything by having just any stunt person in a mask. So we don't know who that is. So just a couple of things to think about. We're going to take a break. This is our only break for this shortened podcast. We'll be right back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Okay, there was a mistake that I didn't catch until I saw somebody point it out online, and then I went back and looked, and it's absolutely a mistake if you're a nitpicker like I am.
Yes.
Now, we know that Beta used the left side of Alpha's face for his new mask,
yeah,
correct? Okay. However, when you look at his mask that he used, which is around the eyes, the nose, and the whole left side of her head,
yeah,
it's smooth like a one-piece, undamaged.
I was looking at that when I watched it. Yeah, the other side's a hot mess.
Well, the other side is Beta's old mask.
Yeah.
But if you remember when Beta was sitting in that saloon and he put down the head, in other words, he killed it and stuck a knife in it, he stuck a knife in the left side of Beta's head. I mean, Alpha's head.
Oh, yeah.
So there should be a knife wound in the mask.
Unless did he do it through the ear and we didn't see it? And then we wouldn't be able to see the hole?
It looked like it went through the top of her head.
That's what it looked like to me, too. It looked like by her temple.
Yeah. So I feel like somebody should have realized that.
There maybe should be some type of
maybe
hole.
Maybe Ryan Hurst.
Ryan Hurst
should have realized that. So I'm calling costuming bullshit on that one.
Mask bullshit.
Mask bullshit. Let's see what else. Oh, The Walking Dead's highest rated episode, according to IMDb, was released this week.
Wow.
And it is season 4, episode 8, Too Far Gone. If you don't remember which one that was the mid-season finale where the governor attacks the prison.
Oh.
And it ends with Herschel dying. Spoiler, Herschel's dead.
Yeah, that was really upsetting.
But that is the highest rated episode so far, at least according to people who rate episodes on IMDb.
That was a very intense episode.
It was. The second highest rated, with a score of 9.6 out of 10. 9.7 was the Too Far Gone episode. 9.6 was No Way Out, which was the season 6 mid-season premiere. If you remember, that's where Jesse and her whole family get killed. Spoiler, they're all dead.
Ooh.
Poor Sam.
Carl was shot through the eye.
Yeah. Carl was shot through the eye. That's when the walkers busted into Alexandria. The worst episode. Can you guess what the worst rated episode of the series is according to the fans?
I have two guesses. One, which I actually liked it, was Morgan's episode with Eastman.
And okay, it wasn't that one.
And my second guess is the bottle episode with Heath and Tara.
You are correct. The episode called Swear with Heath and Tara is considered the absolute worst episode.
Oh, man.
Some reasons they gave were that people wanted the Negan-Rick plotline to continue.
Yeah.
And it just took a left turn and just went to those people. My theory, if you remember, was that they had to film an episode with people that weren't in the lineup, so they had some clips for the trailer. They needed to be able to film some stuff.
Yes.
And so
yes.
Had they not, they would have had nothing for the trailer because it would have spoiled the big reveal of who got the bat. Also, people criticized that episode, unfairly so, because Alana Masterson looked very heavy, overweight.
Oh,
no,
the poor girl
was
9 months
pregnant.
She was.
Well,
oh, it
she
was
started
post
the
that
episode,
she was still
I believe, pregnant, and then or shortly before. She had given birth to the baby before filming and was breastfeeding in her trailer. which is why her breasts were huge and she was a little heavier than what people were accustomed to. So she had to go on social media and defend herself and tell people basically to stick it.
Oh, I remember that. She did. I applauded her for that.
And I applaud women with oversized breasts as well. I just want to let you know, I also support, I do support that
you
as
do?
Well. So thank you very much. Lastly, now this is one of those where it could be a, it's just, it could be just one of those, oh, they want you to think it because everybody keeps thinking it. So have you seen the trailer for season 6 yet, Jamie, of Fear the Walking Dead?
Yes, I just saw it today, actually.
Okay, what did you think of it?
It looks, Jenny, I want to know what she's up to because she was sitting there in like regular clothes eating soup and it was all over the place, but it should be interesting and I want to see what happens because that cliffhanger with Morgan now, is laying there. And now Dwight and Sherry could be coming in. I really want to know what's happening.
Now, the whole trailer was very dark, right? It was very like horror movie. And there was a lot of screaming and fire.
Gore.
But there was one scene with John where he was firing a rifle. And so you're not sure if maybe he's doing the work, like he's been assigned to do something because he's now basically a hired gun or a slave to wherever he's being held. But then there's a scene with him standing in a jail, outside of a jail cell. Do you remember seeing that?
I think so.
So he's on the right staring at a woman in a jail cell. And the woman has long blonde hair. And from the back, well, let me tell you right now, the name of the episode, or at least the name of the trailer, is Who Will Rise from the Ashes? Now,
Madison?
Well, what rises from the ashes? A phoenix rises
from
the ashes.
And that's been their, their thing for a whole season.
Alicia saw a tree with a phoenix on it. She's been painting phoenixes on trees. Madison said to her, no one's gone until they're gone.
Yep.
And wasn't there flames in the stadium when she was supposedly trapped against the fence?
Was.
Well, it's clear they want us to think that's Madison in the jail cell, which then could explain that the that Ginny's group may have found her roaming around and captured her and made her part of the community, which would explain how she ended up in the same place as Ginny's group. Because without Ginny's group, there was no way to explain how she went from the stadium in Texas to wherever they are now.
Very true.
Right? But if she was captured, that could explain it. So I'm not saying that's Madison. And I'm not saying that they're going to kill Morgan and then replace Morgan with Madison the way they killed Madison and replaced her with Morgan.
Yeah.
But I would like to see both of them. Even though I'm not a huge Madison fan, I think it might, I don't know, maybe it adds some drama to the show.
Although Morgan is coming out, Lenny James, with a new show on AMC, so that makes me a little nervous.
Well, I don't think he crossed over for 2 seasons to die, unless they feel like he didn't give the show the kick they
needed.
Right, and that maybe bringing Madison back would.
Yeah, that would make sense.
The only person other than Alicia who knows who Madison is or what she looks like at this point, if I'm correct, is the kid.
Yep.
Alicia knows what Madison looks like. June knows what Madison looks like because she had bumped
into
her. And she was at the stadium. And Strand. So some of them do. Some of them, John doesn't know what she looks like. So if John were to have her in the prison, which I'm going to call a coincidence of splitting up the group to where the people that don't know who she is are in that group. Bullshit. Yeah. That's possible that it could be her. Now, that person could be in the first episode and they never show her face or she refuses to. Like, it could be one of those where, you know, you're not going to talk. You're just going to sit there. So you never hear her voice.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
They could drag it on for an episode or two. I could see that happening.
Yeah, they could.
So there's something to think about while we wait for our Walking Dead shows to return. It could be a number of weeks before people come back to work to finish it. I don't know how much they can get done at home. They made it sound like they need the fancy equipment.
Yeah, that's how Angela King made it sound.
So who knows at this point? Because as of now, today is April 17th, the lockdown for most states, and I'm sure California is going to stay locked down as long as anybody, is at least May 15th.
Yeah, and so, that's what I've been hearing,
and
too.
So unless they film and do all the special effects of The Walking Dead, well, they film it in Georgia. I know that. Don't tweet me. But if they do all the special effects, let's say Alabama may open up sooner at this point. You know, I don't know where they do all the work. So let's say we're not going to see it for months. So who knows? But we will be back next week. But thank you for stopping into this short episode. Our welcome back, Jamie episode.
Yes, I missed you. I missed you, and I miss seeing your face in the hall.
Aww.
It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been a while. Just like, you know, we all miss Jamie. I miss Jamie in person. One more thing. I started ordering masks last week, and I started getting, you know, I didn't want to order plain masks. So I ordered a plain blue mask to wear around my family, so because they won't give me grief for wearing a blue mask. But I ordered a couple of New York Mets masks, and I found a whole bunch of Walking Dead masks. So I ordered one, and there's a bunch of them with Daryl on them.
What?
So if you go on, now here's the problem. Amazon's search engine is terrible. Terrible search engine. If you search for anything, you probably won't find it. And the problem with The Walking Dead is if you search for Walking Dead mask, because it's a show that utilizes scary masks.
Do they give you costumes?
They're going to show you costumes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, while we're here, I should have had this ready. I'm going to go to my lists because I saved them in my lists.
I need this.
I'm going to go to my wish list, and I'm going to tell you the company that makes them. Also, a very easy way to find them outside of Amazon is Etsy. People on Etsy are making a lot of masks using all kinds of patterns, but there's a bunch of Walking Dead masks. But let me see if
you
I can find...
You had me at Daryl.
I know I had you at Daryl. You know what? I almost texted you one, but then I found like 30 more, and I thought, you know what? Okay, you have to search for Walking Dead dust mask, and I think you might have a
dust
shot.
Dust mask, okay.
And there were a bunch of them by a company that made the, here it is, Walker Patrol, BTVE shop has a bunch of them.
BTEV?
BTVE. If you search for Walking Dead dust mask, then you will find them. And like I said, Etsy has a whole lot of them as well. And I ordered one from somebody for like $7.99. Some of them are $12. Some of them are $8.
That's an awesome find.
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of Daryl ones. There's ones with the Walking Dead logo. There's ones with Negan that's like he's gonna Lucille the virus.
Oh, so no.
They also have a lot of those neck ones that you pull up over your face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those, but they have those if you want.
I feel like I can't breathe in those.
Yeah, I feel like it's strangling me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so anyway, do that. Go get yourself a Walking Dead mask. I will have mine hopefully in a week. But there's one I'm looking at now from the BTVE shop that has Daryl, and he's like in letters, and the letters spell out Mrs. Daryl Dixon.
What? Okay. All right. As soon as we're done with this, you know where
I'm going to send you the link for that one right now. so they don't sell out.
Yes, I need this, please.
So, but it's $14.99 plus shipping. But considering what you spend on Walking Dead meet and greets and wine,
oh boy,
that's a
spit as
in the
I'm talking to you, I'm looking at four empty wine bottles, all of the Walking Dead with logos.
All right, I sent you the link. You should
Thank
be good.
You.
Yes, yes, yes. So I know you have to go shopping. So it's been a long time. I've had to have the listeners help me with this. And you guys, you can help this time again too. But now we've got Jamie to do it. So it'll be me with Jamie and you guys. It's time, Jamie.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's The Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's
not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that!
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus is real hip-hop and R&B.